Ashley Bedard.
Well, thank you, Ms. Kim, for that introduction.
Thank you for filling in. I appreciate it a lot.
My pleasure.
Just to fill you guys in on what FOMO is, in case you're just watching for the first time, and if you are, welcome, FOMO Nation. FOMO is the fear of missing out. So we're going to talk about what happened this past weekend, in case you couldn't make it, and more importantly, what's coming up this week that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, don't want to miss out.
But we always start with my favorite part, and that's Ashley's job today. That's the dad joke.
And let me tell you, it's pretty exciting here. So, Kim,
Yes. Why
did the scarecrow win a Nobel Prize?
Ooh, why?
Because he was, get this, outstanding in his field.
I love it. It's fall. I love it.
It's fall, y'all.
We're talking about that. So tell me, Ashley, did you do anything cool and fun this weekend?
Why, I sure did.
You always do.
You do too. So I got to work at the Swiftdahl Center at the Price is Right this weekend.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Like, the nostalgia was real.
I love that that was here, and I did miss it. And I did have FOMO about that one.
But I had FOMO about what you were doing.
I know, because I was at the game, at the SDSU game.
Yes.
So I also was working, because just to keep my life interesting, with Aramark at the SDSU game. So I was kind of behind the scenes, but got to watch the game, which is pretty cool. Let me tell you, I like toured that whole place. It's insane.
It's huge. Like, ginormous. Like,
my takeaway was, you guys, we always have fun at the game, right?
Right.
It takes an army.
Oh, for sure.
Of people. Between the football players and the cheerleaders and the tech crew and the catering. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of people are there to make that happen. And it kind of is miraculous how it all comes together. So
yeah,
that was
pretty
fun
cool
for me.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people I knew, and I was behind the scenes. But I did want to be at the Price is Right, so
yeah, it was so neat. I mean, I didn't win anything, obviously, which I was a little bummed out about. They didn't give me any free thing backstage, like, hey, you win a free car because you're working here.
Oh,
they didn't do that. But it was pretty cool just to see, you know, everybody just having a great time. They were all excited, and
you got to hear "Come on down" over and over.
Yes, so fun, so fun.
So that was cool that we are blessed to have those things that happen this weekend. But let's go on to this week. Like, it's fall.
It's fall, y'all.
Got the weather. It's in the mid 70s all week.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
So the thing that I want to talk about, just to raise awareness on it, but it's actually happening right now, is the Habitat for Humanity had their Hope Builders breakfast this morning. And that is just to fill their mission to raise awareness on the home needs in Brookings and affordable homes in Brookings. So you can tune in to more on that. It's brookingshabitat.org, I believe.
Or you can always Google.
Google it. But we have that's a fantastic organization we have here in town. So support them.
For sure. For sure.
And then we got some cool stuff going on downtown this week. We have always Trivia Tuesday at Wooden Legs.
Trivia Tuesday at Wooden Legs. I mean, the pubs downtown have it happening.
My,
I mean,
gosh.
Trivia Tuesday on Tuesday, of course, because that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And then 1 Million Cups is being held right now at Eponymous on Wednesdays at 9 a.m.
Yes. And that's a location change for them.
Yes.
But that's exciting. And I think Threads of Memories is on Wednesday, and that's our very good friend Emily.
Emily,
so
she's fantastic. Fun fact, Kim, too. Yes. 1 million cups happen all over the United States, always at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays.
So I did not know that.
Regardless of where you're at, you can go check those out.
And you can follow the local branch here. They have a group on a page on Facebook. That's how I get their information.
Yeah.
So 1 million cups, you guys.
1 million cups.
And then, as always, there's bingo in two locations every Wednesday.
Yes.
I just called last Wednesday at the VFW, so there's that, 7 p.m. Wednesday and Friday. And then adult bingo is at the Lanes if you're looking for a little risque.
Ooh. That sounds like fun.
Well, no kids.
No kids, yeah. Definitely no kids.
Well, no
Don't
kids.
Bring your kids.
A little crazy bingo. And then we've got lots of live music, which I know is your thing.
Love it. I love live music.
So
I love
tell them about what they like, what options we have this weekend for live music.
Well, it looks here on this wonderful sheet I have, because Miss Kim puts everything together here for us. So the Undercover Band is Friday night at the Wild Hair.
Yeah, and I don't know this band, but they're local. Like, they
But they're undercover.
From here. I know. Maybe that's why they're undercover. So, like, I read the little Facebook page thing. They're from here. They moved away and got successful, and they're, like, coming back.
That's cool.
Undercover. No, but I'm sorry if you're in that band and we're just saying your name over and over. But they are here this weekend at the Hair, at the Wild Hair.
Yep.
And the Wild Hair has a new arcade. in there too that I haven't seen yet. I've seen pictures.
We'll have to go, Kim.
I know, right?
Make an end of it.
And then
Saturday, live band there. Skinner's. Eclipse. The classic Eclipse band. So you guys can all come out and enjoy some
Eclipse. And the weather? Come on, it's beautiful outside. So sit on the patio. I was just on the patio last Friday at Skinner's.
Yes, for sure, for sure. But we did miss too, Kim. So happening Thursday at 8 a.m. at the Brookings Activity Center is the Mental Health First Aid.
Yes, and that is, thank you for pointing that out. That is a United Way mission, and they are putting that on. So free, and it is all day, and you do have to call United Way to register. But that phone number is 692-4979.
She has it written down.
I have it written down. You know why I have it written down? Because they submitted their event to the FOMO show.
Is that what you do to get on here?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
BrookingsRadio.com, there's a button. And if you want us to talk about it and it's appropriate, we will.
I can just submit an
event.
Just
submit it for free. It's
for
just
fun and for free.
Just
like this event is free to go check out some mental health first aid.
And I love free. It's my favorite word.
I know. It's so good.
There's something that's not free, but I'm actually geeked out about it because the people at Artisan Concrete, if you don't know them, they're in Volga. They're some of my favorite little friends. They're doing a concrete and wine night.
Fine.
And that's on Friday. And I think they have one on Saturday. And it's pumpkins and pine cones.
It's fall, y'all.
It's fall, y'all. I've seen these pumpkins on TikTok. I don't know if you have.
I have to check. No, I haven't.
And they're concrete, so you put them in a bag, and you kind of pull up the bag to make the little creases in the pumpkin. And so if you want to learn how to make those, then you get to take home several of each. That is more info on that is on Facebook. And it's, again, Artisan Concrete in Volga.
Yeah, and we've done a similar activity out there before, and it was a blast. They
so
were really
much
great.
Fun. If I remember correctly, you might have covered your whole face in concrete because you exploded your balloon.
I may have ended up with concrete all over my face. And it was Christmas, so I was also wearing a onesie, an elf onesie.
With antlers.
Mm-hmm, with antlers, yep.
Yeah, that was good. Yep. The concrete went everywhere. I think that was fun.
Yeah, and I was fine, so just know.
Nobody was harmed.
It's a good time. And I wasn't drinking wine either. Imagine if it was. Oh, my gosh.
But let's talk about this weekend because it's another SDSU home game. And with that comes all the fun that comes with the game. So Wooden Legs has launched their fan cakes again.
Yes. What's really cool about fan cakes, too, is lots of times they have a local charity that gets the proceeds. So check that
and
out.
The pancakes are blue and yellow.
Yes. And I think maybe they sometimes try to make them into bunnies. I don't know.
I've heard that. Didn't you try that
I
one?
Tried it once.
I thought you had tried
maybe
to do
I'll
that.
I'll go guest appear and try again.
I don't know how successful that was. But
it was pretty successful.
But you can have your fan cakes in the morning on Saturday. And then the SDSU plays at 2 p.m., actually. So midday game. So
you could go to the game.
Tailgate. Fan cake, tailgate,
and
game.
And then Eclipse afterwards.
And then Eclipse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
You could have a big old day.
Afterwards, there's actually something cool going on. This is another one. I've never heard of this venue, so thank you for sharing your event on our FOMO link. The University Plains Speedway, which is in Brookings, is having their fall classic, which, okay, I don't know much about this. But what it says on the sheet is it's lawnmower races and kart races.
Yes!
So how fun is that, dude?
So I don't own like a lawnmower that I could ride, but I feel
do.
Like I, just,
I do.
Okay, so I can borrow yours.
Yes. Yes. So I kind of want to go to this. It's at 4 p.m., so you can watch most of the game and then go watch these kart races, which I'm so intrigued with.
I'm so intrigued.
I'm going to have to find, like, pictures of this on their Facebook so I can share it on the FOMO Nation. FOMO Nation needs to know what this is.
Oh, they for sure do. I do.
I didn't know I was missing out on this until they submitted it.
Yes, which is, thank goodness
you
have that
button.
And
now I'm like, wow! I have been missing out on this whole place.
Kim, where is this at? Is this at UPSN, or where is it located?
No, I did the UPS because that's where I believe it's near the university because it says university. But I don't know where it's at. I don't know.
No.
That was not on the sheet.
Oh, no.
So everybody Google it and
Google
put
it
in the comments
yes,
where it's at. Or if you're that place.
And then I'll borrow Kim's lawnmower. And
she'll race. We can race each other.
My nickname's Crashly, though. I don't know how this is going to work out. But, yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great.
You didn't know you had all these plans on Saturday, did you?
No. I'm glad I just found out. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's also a huge weekend at Macquarie Gardens.
Yes.
And it's their fall festival is beginning. So
yes.
With oh, that, they have, so this is on there. Sunday, and they have a hayride. I mean, who doesn't love a hayride? Come on. Yes.
Is it this weekend, too, that you can bring your dog out? Is that this weekend?
I don't know.
I heard it on the radio, actually.
You did?
Yes.
Okay,
you
maybe
bring,
it is.
Bring your dog out for like a dollar.
But they are also having a fall floral arranging class that you can attend. So
ooh, we should do that.
More info on Facebook on that, Macquarie Gardens. Follow them. They do fun stuff every week that we talk
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah.
So it's worth
yeah,
the follow.
Totally.
And then to round out your weekend
round
on the beautiful
out,
weather week.
Round it out.
Sunday, Goodroots has their farm pizza event. Every Sunday.
Their pizza is amazing.
Oh my God. So good. And they make all of the ingredients locally on their farm.
Yeah.
Which, man, that's amazing to me.
Farm fresh.
Farm fresh and affordable. And it's actually just free just to go out and enjoy a beverage on the lawn and have a pizza.
And it's gorgeous out there, too.
Yes, gorgeous. It's
especially with this fall weather and the leaves changing.
It is really pretty right now.
Really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ashley, this has been a pleasure. We have a couple minutes left, so I want to raise awareness on how people can reach us. So
how can they reach us?
The easiest way is brookingsradio.com.
.com.
And there's a FOMO show button. It says submit your event. And this is how we get our information and how we can raise awareness on the exact details of your event and help you promote the good stuff that's going on in Brookings. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, FOMO show. And then Instagram, 605, FOMO show 605. On Instagram, so
little Insta action,
yeah. And Emily will hopefully be back next week, but it's been a really fun time hanging out with you again.
Always fun.
I know, always fun.
Double the trouble.
Double trouble. So again, thank you to Brookings Radio for the support. Follow them on Facebook as well. You can watch our show live. Share, comment, like. We appreciate all the love that we're getting locally, and we're gonna have shirts soon. We're having t-shirts made.
Shirts? So we can get a shirt.
Maybe.
I hope so.
Maybe you get a shirt just for hosting.
Can I have the first one?
No. No, you cannot have the first one.
I thought we were friends.
I have the first one.
I know you do.
But as always, thank you, FOMO Nation.
And
thank we'll you. Catch you next Monday.
So you know what's going on.
That's right. Oh, what's going on? What's going on?